Fuck, is he calling again? Seriously? I mean, it's been all day. Fuck, I guess. Shit, I have to answer this. I guess it could be important. Hello? Hey. Oh, not much, just hanging out at my place. Yeah, no, it's my day off. I know, kind of shocking. I've been working a lot, haven't I? What's up? No, I don't have any plans for this weekend. Nope, definitely not having a party. Who told you that? Oh. Well, she was probably hoping, but no. I kind of just decided to take it easy this weekend, kind of relax. Why, what are you doing? Oh, you wanted to come over. Well, I don't know. It's not that I'm busy, I just was kind of looking forward to being peaceful, quiet at my place for one weekend. What? Am I avoiding you? No. Yes, I know that you know me, and you know what it sounds like when I hesitate. I promise you, everything's fine. I don't know. I know that you're always over here and, you know, we're best friends, but sometimes it's nice to just have my own space. You know, I see you all throughout the week. Oh boy. Do you really want to talk about that? Right now, like this? Oh. So you wanted to come over and talk this weekend? I know. I mean, sure, yeah. Fine. It's definitely one of those conversations that's best had in person, so. Swing by. Like I said, I'll be home, so. All right, see you soon. Bye. I gotta stop being such a pushover and saying yes to everything. What the hell? How did he get here so fast? Oh my God. I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. But I have to do this. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, nothing's going on. Nobody's here. Just me. Yeah, of course you can come in. Come in. So, how have you been? Well, you haven't been here in a little while, so yeah, I feel like small talk is in order. Here, sit down. Yeah, on the couch. What, you think you're just gonna go straight into the bedroom? Sorry, no. We have a lot of talking to do, so I kind of figured living room would be fine for this. All right. So where would you like to begin? No, I thought everything was going great until, what, last week? Last Monday or Tuesday? Yeah, I'm referring to when you got back with your ex. No. Sorry, I have to stop you. I'm not jealous, exactly. Of course, there's a part of me that wishes that I could have gotten some kind of explanation as to where your mind was at when you were balls deep in me and where it was at again when you decided to go back to Caroline. But genuinely, I'm your best friend. I care about you. I want to be here to support you. And there's never been anything we couldn't talk about. Besides your journal, of course. That's yours. But he didn't tell me about the breakup. That just kind of came up abruptly. And then getting back together, I don't know. I just kind of feel left in the dark. I know. I get it. You really cared about her. Wait, what? Hold on. Who? No. You know I'm not currently dating anybody right now, right? What did she tell you? What? No. No, I haven't been seeing him. I barely even know the guy. What, he shows up to one of my parties and suddenly we're going steady? You really believed that? Of course she's gonna say whatever she can to get you back. Did you tell anybody about what happened between us? Well, neither did I. I don't know. All I know is your girlfriends always have some kind of problem with me. And I get it, I'm a female, but still. I just didn't know that she would stoop so low to start lying about me. I mean, as far as she knows, she was just causing a wedge in our friendship. Wow. Well, I guess you have a lot to think about. Did you even try to confirm it with him? Oh my gosh, that was like a week ago. You didn't even tell me. Huh. Best friends, huh? You're hurt. How do you think it feels being in somebody's shoes that just got lied about? Oh. Well, that lasted long. What happened this time? No, I have nothing to say to that. That's horrible, and I'm sorry. I mean, obviously, she's not somebody you can trust. Not only is she slandering your best friend, but she's hooking up with your other friends. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Besides, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what she's put you through and what I seemingly put you through. So, what now? I don't really know where to go from here because I just have a lot of mixed feelings on all of this. Well, of course I haven't had you over. I mean, do you think I was jumping for joy knowing that you were back with her? I mean, like I said, everything was going perfectly fine. There was no awkward air between us, and suddenly everything falls apart, and you're not talking to me, and I'm not talking to you. I've missed you too. Like I said, my emotions are so mixed right now. I know that it's not all of our fault. It's just the communication should have been way better through all of this. I know, and I have some blame to take because I didn't even communicate with you. But I was scared, you know? You just took her back with no explanation, and I didn't want to cause you any grief over it. You know me, I'll just slip into the shadows and disappear. I really just didn't know how to approach this one. Nothing like this has ever happened between us. I'm not shaking. No, I don't know. It's really nice to just have you here. I mean it when I say I miss you. I miss before things got weird. No, the weirdness happened later, wasn't? Yeah. Well, yes, I do think about it. Okay, not that frequently, but yes, I think about it. Hey, we're not just gonna have one talk and then get right back into it. I've learned my lesson. Yes, communication. That's what I need. Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to keep in the living room. I thought you would understand in a situation like this. It's a pretty serious conversation, you know? So, do you feel like the air is cleared between us? I promise. You can call him right now. There is absolutely nothing going on between us. She literally picked a name and a face at random. And quite frankly, I think she picked the worst one she possibly could have. Like I said, I barely know the guy. Well, thanks. I would hope that after years and years of best friendship that you could trust my word over somebody who just cheated on you. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that bitchy? I didn't mean for it to come off that way. I'm sorry. There will always be a little bit of bitterness in me about it. Well, it sounds like you have some talking to do with her. Maybe you should get that taken care of sooner than later. You want to stay here? I don't know. I don't. We just talked about it. Yeah. I know. It would be really nice. It has been quiet around here. Well, yes, I've been busy, but I still come home at night. And I just haven't really wanted anybody over. Just been thinking a lot to myself. Actually, I got my own journal that you don't get to know anything about. Well, maybe we can trade some pages later. What was that? Oh, I said that we shouldn't jump right into it after one talk. This worked on me the first time. It's not going to work the second time. No, that's not me melting in your hands. Stop it. Of course I want it, but I have to be smart about this. I don't want to end up in the same spot that I'm in next week. I mean, are you gonna at least communicate with me if somebody tells you something that's not true? Well, thank you. And I promise to come to you too. Yes, yeah. The kisses are really nice, and yes, now I am shaking. What? What? Admit that I'm jealous. Well, I mean, do you think I would have reacted the way that I did if I wasn't jealous? I know. God, and that's so frustrating for me because I really haven't been with anybody else. Just you. You were jealous too. You don't even know the guy and you wanted to rip his face off? That's pretty violent of you, pretty aggressive. Well, yes, it does bother me that someone lied about me, but I know my truth. And yeah, it does bother me even more that you got back with her. I was hurt. I didn't want you with somebody else, I wanted you with me. You like when I say that? I want you here with me. Not with Caroline. Not with somebody who's gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm gonna always take care of you. You taste so good. As long as you promise me that we will talk about everything, like we will act like our normal selves and communicate, you can stay the night tonight. And you know you're always welcome over. No, I don't want to move to the bed right here on the couch. God, I've missed you. You like me in your lap like this, don't you? It's just reminding me of our first time. Oh, do you like my top? Oh, you think I wore it for you? You showed up at my house like a minute and a half after our phone call. That's like zero preparation time. I know you like thinking that I just wear things for you, but this is genuinely just how I like to dress. Yeah. You can unbutton my top buttons. I know how much you're probably missing my tits. Go ahead. Yeah, just like that. Oh. You like how my top pushes them together for you? Oh God, I've missed your mouth on my tits. Oh, come here. forgot you like to bite, but it feels so fucking good. Yeah, you like making me suck on your fingers? Your mouth feels so fucking good. Do your pants really quick. Yeah, pull them down just a little bit. Oof, fuck, you're so hard for me already. No, please keep sucking on my tits, please. Oh, you make my nipples so hard. Worship my fucking nipples. Oh, God. Your cock is so fucking hard. Oh, my God. Did she not touch you at all in the last week? Oh, God. It's so fucking hot. Oh, you want to taste me? Okay. Yeah. You can make it up to me for your lack of communication. Oh. Oh, you don't want me on my back. How do you want me? Oh, you want to eat me while I am face down ass up, huh? Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, let me spread my legs a little wider for you. Yeah, please take my pants off. They're leggings, they should just slide right down. You like my holes just spread open for you like that? Yeah. Oh God, I love it when you tease my thighs, just those small bites and kisses, because they feel so fucking good. Oh. God, yeah. Can you see my pussy throbbing? I need it so fucking bad. Please taste me, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That's right. Tease my clit with the tip of your tongue. That feels so fucking good. Oh. Ooh. I didn't know you liked anal. That's right. Tease my little asshole, please. Ooh, fuck. Oh no, you just feel so fucking good. Oh, yes. Eat me, fuck. Oh. Yeah, you feel wet when you make my pussy. Fuck, yes. Oh my God. Oh, fuck, slow, slow. One finger at a time, please. Oh my God. I can feel you stretch me. Stretch my tight little cunt while you eat my ass. Fuck. Yeah, you want me to spread myself for you? Yes. Oh, damn it. Oh. Oh, man. don't deny me. Fuck, no. Oh my god. Of course I want to suck your cock while you finger fuck my asshole. Come here. Oh my god. No, I forgot how good your cock tastes. Oh god. Oh god, do you like stretching me? Fuck. Oh no. No, no, I think your cock is way too big for my fucking ass. No way. Don't stop. Keep fucking my ass like that. So slow. Please make me come, make me come. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Oh, please don't deny me, make me come. Oh, oh. Yeah, you like my tight little hole just getting even tighter around your finger as I come. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes, fuck me, please. Bury that cock in my pussy. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, my god. Oh. You just slide right in there, but you're so fucking big. Oh, please, 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 fuck me. Oh, yeah, push my legs together so I'm fucking tighter around your cock. Don't stop. Oh, good. Yeah, you feel how tight my walls are from my cum. Oh my god, oh my god. Fuck, yes, yes. Oh, fuck, put me on top of you. Put me back in your lap. I want to ride your big fucking cock. Yes. Oh, just like that, just like that. Oh, yeah. Ooh, god, you're so fucking deep just like this. Oh, but you feel so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Oh. Trust me, I didn't like thinking of your cock being inside of her again either. Oh. Oh, your cock is mine. Yeah, I don't want you to fuck anybody else. No one else. Oh, fucking mine. Oh my god. Oh. I want to ruin all other women for you. Oh, fuck. I'm addicted to this fucking cock. It feels so fucking good, yeah. Oh. That's right. Fuck. Grab my ass sheets and spread them and fucking pound me. Fuck. Oh. Pound into my pussy, please. Yeah, you feel my walls getting tighter. I'm gonna fucking come on your cock. I'm gonna fucking cover you in it. Come with me. Come with me. Feel me. Feel me. That's it. Come with me. Come with me. Fill me. Oh, good. Yes. Oh. Oh, shit. Oh, wow. Yeah, I can feel it spilling out onto your cock. Oh, yeah. Like filling both of my holes at the same time. Yeah. Oh, let me clean up the fucking cum mess off of your cock. Oh. Yes, I meant it the first time. And it still stands true. I love you. I wouldn't be cleaning up this mess off of your cock if I didn't. I promise. I'm very happy you're staying the night tonight, and yes, I've missed you so very much. Promise me we won't let that bitch get between us again. I've already lost your cock once, I don't think I could do it again. I know I always try to play it cool, but... yeah, I was really jealous. And I'm so happy I have you back. Oh, wow. My legs are shaking right now. Oh, come here. Come cuddle me. Lay down. I'll make us something to eat in a bit. I just want to sit here and just come down with you. No, no more awkward hair. I promise. Next time something comes up, just come to me, okay? We can talk about literally anything. Oh, wow. Your heart is beating so hard right now. Yeah, well, I think we should still go for a round two.